Hello, everyone. I'm John Montoya.
And I'm John Pairings.
We're authorized infinite banking practitioners and hosts of the Strategic Whole Life Podcast. Hello, everyone. Episode 105, Accepting the Solution to the Problem. John 5:6. In Becoming Your Own Banker, Nelson chooses to start the chapter titled The Problem with verse John 5:6. Quote, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, do you want to get well? What is the meaning to John 5:6? Human beings have a habit at times of rejecting solutions to our problems because we like using them to assign blame elsewhere and not take responsibility for ourselves. Having a woe is me story to trump other concerns is, unfortunately, a temptation we all are subject to. There's an old joke about three men who find a magic stone. The first man picks it up and his deafness is healed. The second takes it and his bad back is restored. The third man runs away, shouting, keep away from me. I'm on disability. Wisdom is not an action. Wisdom is a process of asking bigger and better questions. So when we reach an important decision in life, we have the framework to decide what is best. Part of the problem the majority of people have about life insurance is that they have no idea the full value of permanent life insurance, specifically whole life, can provide them while they are living. They only see whole life as a benefit for someone else, namely their beneficiaries. I think this is in part because they have accepted at face value, no pun intended, the surface level benefit of life insurance, i.e. the death benefit. As a result, everything else below the surface remains hidden. IBC and whole life is a bit like that joke of the three men and the stone. One person can pick it up, Nelson's book, Becoming Your Own Banker, learn his principles, put it into action, and eliminate the reliance on fractional reserve banking. Another person can use it to supplement income in retirement or create a permanent legacy for their loved ones. But the majority of the people are like the third man, shouting, keep away from me. I don't want to get well. As a result, these people will never see the solution IBC and Whole Life provides to heal what ails them financially. So back to John 5:6 and the question Jesus asks, do you want to get well? Well, dear listener, do you want to get well? Whole Life isn't the answer to every financial challenge. It's not the entire plan, as we've said on this show, but let's focus on IBC and Whole Life and what it will solve if you are ready to get well. It'll solve for our need for financing, eliminating reliance on traditional fractional reserve banks. We'll regain control over our savings and cash flow. We'll have access to our cash values whenever we need it or want it. We can never be turned down for a loan. We'll reduce and in some cases eliminate taxes on our economic energy. We create an instant and permanent legacy. We'll have more retirement income options. We'll have more peace of mind, more tailwind. Think about the uninterrupted compounding growth on these whole life policies. And ultimately, we're going to have a financial bunker for an economy at any stage of growth or decline. This episode, it's about embracing the solution to the problem. And as Nelson said in his book, if you're aware of what's going on, you'll know what to do. I'm paraphrasing there, but it's essentially what he said. So if you want to source what I'm talking about, go to page 17 of Becoming Your Own Banker. Read it. It is the blueprint. It is, if you will, the Bible of the strategy. And if you haven't read it, you absolutely should, because there's a ton of wisdom there that's taught that you won't find anywhere else. And when it comes to embracing the problem of what's going on in the world financially, here we have something hiding in plain sight that when you're ready and willing to take ownership of your financial life, it's there for you. And once you have it, it's there for every stage of your life. So this is going to be a short and sweet episode. Sometimes there's more power in saying less. So I'm going to stop recording here. And if you have thoughts or questions, certainly feel free to reach out to us at Strategic Whole Life. We're happy to answer any questions that you have and let me know what you think. All right, everyone, take care.